Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Menachos Daf Kuf Vav. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. In the sukkah that we have been involved with since the previous shiur, we have been dealing with an individual who accepted upon himself an obligation to bring a mincha, a meal offering. However, he forgot what exactly was his obligation. In fact, he doesn't even know what kind of meal offering he had accepted as a vow. The Gemara had taught us that someone like that has to bring 5 different kinds of mincha to cover all possibilities. They include the machvas, the marcheshes, the minchas soles, and chalos and rekikin. 5 kinds of mincha that an individual is entitled to bring if he wants to vow a personal minchas nedova. Our Gemara, 9 lines from the top, asks, is there not another type of mincha he should take into consideration, making a total of 6, namely the minchas nesachim? The minchas nesachim is a type of meal offering that accompanies animal offerings, and it accompanies the wine that is brought with the animal offering. When it comes to a sheep, for example, it would have 3 isaron. A ram would have 4, and a cow offering would have 6. The Gemara, therefore, 9 lines from the top, begins, Omar le Rav Kahano le Rav Ashi, should he not take into consideration that he may have vowed to bring a minchas nesachim? The Omar Rava, misnadev odom minchas nesachim b'chol yom. Rava has taught that one is allowed to offer in a voluntary fashion a minchas nesachim. In other words, in addition to the basic 5 types of personal voluntary meal offerings, Rava says that if a person wants to vow to bring a minchas nesachim, he can bring that as well. So shouldn't that figure into the realm of doubt? The Gemara answers, you'll notice we have a long answer marking. This is a tuf that's encircled, that appears to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical descending dashed line, indicating that all of the lines of Gemara that are opposite this vertical dashed line constitute the answer. On the outside margin, we have under our nosei, which is a topic, mivneh, which is a structural note, an explanation of what will appear now in the Gemara as part of this answer. The use of the double underline is one of our series markings. So we have written on the side, hanesunim, the elements, shenichnosim lasofek, shel mi shenodar b'mincha ve'eino yodea ma nodar. When a person takes a vow to bring a personal meal offering, but doesn't remember what the elements, what the vow was, what it covered, what it specified, there are certain elements that do not figure into the realm of doubt. So this is now enumerated by the Gemara. Ki ka mistapgale, when a person has doubt, so bo biglal yochid. That type of neder, of vow, that type of meal offering vow, that comes on the part of an individual. Something that the public may bring. For example, a minchas nesachim is something that accompanies public offerings. That type of offering doesn't figure into this person's vow. In other words, a person knows that he knows what is not part of the doubt. In other words, the person, when he vowed to bring that kind of meal offering that only a private person would bring, not that kind of thing that that the public brings. Kikom estapkole bo biglal atzma. Furthermore, what figures into his doubt are those types of minchas, of meal offerings that come on their own. Those minchas that come, that accompany animal offerings, that is, he has no doubt about it, that that kind of mincha he did not vow. The type of mincha that figures into the realm of doubt is the kind of mincha that necessitates a lavona spice offering to accompany it. However, she'eno tuna lavona lo mestapgalei, that kind of mincha that has no lavona requirement, like the minchas nesachim, is not part of his doubt. Kiko mestapgalei ba belug. The type of mincha that figures into his doubt is that which has a lug, which is a liquid quantity of oil that accompanies it. Bo b'shloisha lugin lo mistapkale. That type of mincha that has three lug that accompany it, like the minchas nesachim, is not part of his doubt. It's important for us to correct a mistake that we made earlier. We mentioned that the minchas nesachim is made of three isaron. That has to be corrected. Our intent was to speak about the amount of oil, the three lug that accompany it. The three lug is the amount of oil that accompanies a sheep offering, that's also known as a revia sahin. A ram offering has four lug of oil that accompany it. And it may be pointed out that the four lug that come with a ram offering come together with the two isaron of flour that constitute the ram mincha. And six lug of oil will accompany a cow offering with its three isaron. So we just corrected the error that we made at the opening of this piece of Gemara. When we made reference to three, it really is three lug of oil and not, as we said, three isaron. The three isaron may be characteristic of the amount of flour that one brings with a cow offering, not a sheep offering. Continuing in the realm of doubts, ki kol mistapkalei tuna kamitza. The realm of doubt includes those kinds of meal offerings that have a handful requirement, handful that's removed from the bowl containing all of the flour. However, she'eno tuna kamitza, the kind of mincha that does not require, doesn't have a kamitza handful removal, like the minchas nesachim. The minchas nesachim is completely burnt on the fire, not just a handful. That kind of mincha, lo ko mistapkale, a non-kamitza type mincha, is not in the realm of doubt. Pirashti mincha shel esrainim. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Tanaic source in which you find a house marking. The house marking and the topic will be explained in the outside margin under the Nosei Mivne heading. You notice a house marking appears in the outside margin. Beis Mikrim, two incidents or examples, shel noder b'mincha v'eino yodea ma nodar. Someone who vowed to bring a meal offering and is not familiar, not aware, forgot what his neder was. And we now enumerate the two possibilities. The first case, Aleph, Yodea Ezo Mincha Nodar. He knows what kind of mincha he vowed. For example, he knows he vowed to bring a machvas. The Eno Yodea Hakamut, but he doesn't know the quantity. Your basic mincha contains one isaron. However, he may have made a vow to bring a machvas made of numerous isronos. The second possibility or case featured in this source is Eino Yodea Ezo Mincha, V'Eino Yodea HaKamut. He doesn't know which kind of mincha, nor does he know the quantity. In dealing with this kind of doubt, we will see a Machlokes Rebbe V'Chachomim Eich Liftor Matzov Hazeh. The Rebbe and Chachomim argue as how to solve this problem. Turning now to the source, Tonu Rabbanan, the source is a Tanaic source which appears in a frame. In our Gemara marking system, we attempt to frame off all Tanaic sources. The source says, Pirashti Mincha, I denoted the willingness to bring a Mincha meal offering, and I know what kind of Mincha I intended to bring. V'kovati b'kli echod shel esreinim, and I established that I will bring it in one vessel, a mincha made of quantity-wise esreinim v'eini yodea ma pirashti, but I don't know the amount that I specified. So the Tanakhama says yovi mincha shel shishim esreinim divrei chachamim, bring a mincha of 60 isaron in one vessel. The largest mincha that he might have possibly vowed to bring is a mincha containing 60 isaron. So if you bring 60 isaron in one vessel, you certainly will have within that vessel the quantity of mincha that you vowed to bring. Rebbe Oimer. Rebbe is much more stringent in his solution to this problem. He says, Yovi minochos shel esreinim me'echod v'ad shishim. He must bring separate meal offerings from 1 till 60. That means a vessel containing 1 isaron, a second vessel containing 2 isaron, a third vessel containing 3 isaron, and that way up till 60. If you add up all the Isronas, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5, etc., up till 60, Shehein Elef Ushmoinameos Ushloishim, you'll come out with 1,830 Isoron this person is expected to bring. The primary difference you see here between Rebbe and the Chachomim is that according to Rebbe, when you specify a certain amount in a vessel, that's called kvias mona. Kvias mona is establishing the amount in a vessel. When you do that, you cannot bring any more nor any less than that which you are supposed to bring. We must emphasize, you can't bring any more than you are supposed to bring. So that it won't be sufficient if, let us say, he had said 45 isaron and he brings a vessel containing 60 isaron, according to Rebbe, that will not be a solution because of the issue of kvius monav. Establish the vessel that you mentioned, the quantity in the vessel that you mentioned, established the borderline. The Chachamim don't subscribe to that. Therefore, as long as you have a maximum amount in a vessel, you have certainly covered your grounds. Continuing in the source, Pirashti, V'eini Yodea Me'ezo Mehen Pirashti, V'eini Yodea Kamo Pirashti. Here there are two elements that figure in the doubt. He says, I don't know which kind of mincha I specified, and there are five kinds, there are five possibilities. And he says, I don't know the amount either. So the first opinion, the Tanakhama says, Yovi chomesh minochos shel shishim shishim esreinim. He shall bring five minochos, namely a machvas marcheshes, soilis chalus and erikikin, each one containing 60 isaron, shehein shlosh meos divrei chachamim, which add up to a total of 300 isaron. That's 5 times 60. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe, consistent with his approach before, will tell you, of course he has to make sure he brings one of each kind, namely he has to bring a 5 kinds. We saw before Rebbe, when dealing with the doubt concerning amount, you have to cover your ground by bringing 60 different quantities from 1 isaron up till 60 in separate vessels. So you'll now have 5 times 1,830, the number we mentioned before when the person had a doubt only concerning number and not concerning type of mincha. So Rebbe Omer Yovi Chomesh Melachos Shel Shishim Israelim Me'echod V'ad Shishim. He has to bring five different kinds of mincha, quantity wise, vessels containing one through 60 isaron, Shehein Tisha Alofim Umeya V'chamishim, which comes out to 9,150 isaron. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a new geometric form coming up, a diamond. The Gemara will be asking, B'mai Komifligi, what is the underlying point of machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim? The note on the outside margin has an explanation for the diamond. Deos, these are different opinions, Lahasbir, B'mai Komifligi, Rebbe, the Chachamim. To offer an answer to this question, what is the underlying point of controversy between Rebbe and the Chachamim? We will also feature a double underline with dots in it to emphasize what we have written here, Nekudas HaMachloikis Lefi Kol Echad Mideos Hanal, the point of controversy as described in words between point of controversy between Rebbe and the Chachamim according to each one of the opinions who are featured here in attempting to explain the machlokes. Omar Rav Chista, b'muter lahachnis chulin la'zora komiflegi. The point of machlokes according to Rav Chista is it mutter to bring chulin into the temple courtyard, the azora? Chulin being that which is not sanctified. Rebbe Sovar Osir Lahachnis Chulin La'azora. Rabbonon Savri Mutter Lahachnis Chulin La'azora. According to the Chachomim that say that it's Mutter to bring Chulin into the Azora, the Rashi explains how the solution will work according to them. So Rashi says in the Dibur Maschil, Rabbanon Savri Mutter Lachnis Chul Nazora Hilkach Yavi Shishim Isaron Bekli Echad, bring 60 Isaron in one vessel, the Yasne, and make the following condition: Im Kulon Nodarti, if all 60 are my vow, Kulon Lechavasi, then they all will fulfill my obligation. V'im lav, if they're not all part of my vow, ma'ashino darti elichoyvasi, that which I vowed will fulfill my, that a quantity that I vowed will be toward my obligation, v'ashar chulin, and the balance will be non-sanctified. Avol hasha'ar linedava lo motzi lesuye, but to suggest that the balance will be as a voluntary offering, a gift, so to speak, namely something other than that which I obligated myself to, that is not an option. It's not an option to say that the balance will be as a nedava. The osur la'arev choyva b'nedava, because it's forbidden to have in one vessel a combination or a mixing of chova, obligation, with nedava, something purely voluntary. Purely voluntary meaning something that you dedicate now on the spot, as opposed to something you had accepted on yourself as a formal vow, which thereby obligated yourself previously. Continuing in the Gemara, we should point out, of course, that Rebbe, who said that you have to bring a separate vessel of each quantity, this is because you can't bring chulin into the azora, and therefore this tenai, this condition that we just mentioned, that bring 60 and say that if the vow was less than 60, then the balance shall simply remain as undedicated. That's not an option according to Rebbe. Therefore, Rebbe tells you you have to bring a separate vessel containing a separate quantity from 1 through 60. and then declare that that vessel that contains the actual amount I had vowed, that is for my chova, that is to fulfill my obligation. The rest of the vessels are for a nedava, I am giving as a gift. The solution here, of course, does not involve the mixing in the same vessel of a chova with a nedava, because each mincha is in a separate vessel. Continuing in the Gemara, Rabba Omar, the girsa must be with a hay, because later in the Gemara in Amud Beis, Rava will offer his solution. So this is obviously somebody else, and the girsa change is based on what you see in the Tosfos. So Rabba Omar, the kulei alma osur lahachnis chulin lazara. Everyone will agree. Everyone, meaning even the chachamim, will agree that you cannot bring chulin, unsanctified material, into the Azor, the courtyard. V'hocha, the muter la'arev choyva b'nedavo kamiflegi. And here, the point of controversy surrounds an issue we mentioned just before. Is it muter to have in the same vessel chova and nedava? Rabbanan savri, muter la'arev chova b'nedava. It's okay if in the same vessel you have part obligation and part gift. And using the same approach we mentioned before, he will bring a vessel containing 60 isarim, and this fellow, not knowing how much he had vowed, he will say that the amount that was my vow, if it's less than 60, is here in this vessel, and the balance will be a nedava, a gift. The Rebbe savar osur la'arev choyva b'nedava. It's also to have in the same vessel chova and nedava, and therefore, as we noted before, he has to bring 60 separate vessels with the various amounts. Amale Abaye LaRava. Abaye asks, we'll say, technical questions concerning the suggestion of Rava in explaining the Rabbanan. He asks Rava l'Rabbanan the Amri Muter la'arev choyva b'nedava, according to your presentation of the Rabbanan, that it's allowed to have a chova and nedava in the same vessel. Ha bo'inon shnei kemotzim. Well, then he'll have to take off two handfuls. So Rava answers, de kometz v'hadar kometz. So be it. He takes off one kemitza and then takes off another kemitza. One to cover the chova and one to cover the possible nedava. Question: but v'ha kokomitz mechova anedava umi nedava achova. But when he takes the handful of chova of obligation is going to contain, we'll say, nedava material, and the komitz that he takes off for the nedava has in it chova material. So the answer to that problem is detoli lei bedas kohen. The definition of that which is in the handful is dependent on the intent of the kohen. The Omar, the kohen declares kol hecha dematia yodo de kohen hash de chova, that wherever the hand of the kohen is taking now from the flower a handful, this is the first handful is chova material. So his mental dedication establishes that this handful contains chova material. Ulubasof, and the second handful will be for nedava, will cover the nedava material. So as we've just said, there are in fact two handfuls taken, but you don't have to worry about a crossing of purposes, because the Kohen's intention is what defines the nature of the handful. The first handful being the chova, and the second the nedava. The Gemara now asks, or very well, Abaye continues his questioning. This is a long question. We can take note of the fact that we have a kuf that's encircled to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical descending line, lasting till the second line from the top on Amud Beis. V'akturi heshi miktar. How should the burning of these handfuls of flour take place? And Abaye goes over the two possibilities, pointing out the difficulties in each suggestion. Suggestion Aleph, liktar nedova bereisha. If you suggest burn the handful of nedova, the nedova kemitza first, well, dechova heshi miktar lo. How can you then burn the chova handful? What's the problem? Dilma kula chovahi. Maybe this mincha was in fact 60 isaron of obligation. What did he do? Let's not forget, he took off the first handful, was the chova handful. And if the entire 60 isaron was chova, the balance after the one handful is called shirayim. When he takes the second handful, namely the nedava handful, and then puts that second handful in the fire, if you are going to consider that maybe the whole thing was chova and the rest was shirayim, by offering the second handful, the nedava handful, you have diminished the quantity of shirayim, the chosru luhu shirayim, the omamar. And there is a halacha that says shirayim shechosru ben kemitza la'aktora ein maktir koimetz aleihem. The shirayim that became diminished in quantity between the taking of the handful, in terms of time, between the time that you took the handful and the burning of the handful, in other words, after I took the chova handful, before I burnt the chova handful, in this suggestion we're burning the nedava handful first, but that nedava handful may have been shirayim. So I have in fact diminished the quantity of shirayim before the burning of the chova handful. And when that happens, when there is a diminishing of the shirayim, bein kemitz laktora, ein maktir koimetz aleihem, I am not allowed to offer the handful, in this case the chova handful. So the suggestion of burning the nedava handful first runs into this problem. Bay's second suggestion, liktar choiva bereisha. Maybe he should offer the chova handful first. Once again, we're talking about a case where the first handful that he originally took off was koimitz, was the chova. The second handful that he took was the nedava. And now we're going to suggest, after he has these two handfuls, let him offer the chova handful first. Well, then, the nedava heshi miktar lo. How can he offer the nedava handful, the nedava kemitza, the dilma kula chova? The same suspicion as we mentioned before is brought to the fore here, namely, maybe the whole thing, all 60 isaron, were part of his obligation. And if that be the case, if all 60 were chova, and he burns the chova handful first, everything that remains is called shirayim. And there is a halacha that the Gemara will say very shortly. The halacha states that when the part of a sacrifice that's destined to go to the fire is put in the fire, any of the balance is not allowed to be put in the fire. And that's expressed in the following words. V'chol shehu mimenu le'ishim harehu b'baal taktiru. Anything from which there was something placed, le'ishim means in the fire, the balance is b'baal taktiru, is forbidden to be burnt. So that you won't be able to offer that second handful that you took on the grounds or on the possibility that there may be nedava here, because the conflicting doubt that maybe it was all chova would then define that handful of the nedava handful as being shirayim, being simple balance. And the balance of something from which the fire portion was already burnt the balance is not allowed, any of it is not allowed to be put into the fire. So what's the solution? Omar Reb Yehuda Breid Reb Shimon ben Pazi. Reb Yehuda suggests the masik lehu l'shum etzim u'charebi Eliezer. When you have that second handful that you need to put in the fire on the grounds that it may there may have been nedava here, put it in with the condition that if it's not necessary as a nedava handful, then I'm burning it as fuel. And this technique is based on the Tana Rebbe Eliezer that offers such a suggestion. Now, before we learn the Gemara, Rebbe Eliezer's suggestion, or the citation of Rebbe Eliezer, is based on his rule that the prohibition we just mentioned of placing the balance of a sacrifice after the fire portion was offered, that there is a restriction in offering any of the balance. This is so only if you're offering the balance as if it were a sacrifice. The term used in the Gemara and the source is based on that which you find in the Pasuk, which says, L'reach nichoach, that one is not allowed to put in the fire if the intention of that which you're putting in the fire is to find grace in the eyes of the Almighty. L'reach nichoach. However, if your intent is simply to add fuel to the fire, that is not prohibited. Desanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, L'reach nichoach iato ma'ale, the prohibition of kol shemimenu le'ishim harivu baktitiru is only if that which you are placing in subsequently is for the purpose of reach nichoach, of causing a sense of pleasantry in the eyes of the Almighty. Avol atomale l'shum etzim. However, you are allowed to place into the fire material if you're doing so with the intention that it serves as fuel. Now, a question that lasts a few lines. This is indicated by the long question mark, and you can see to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rava le Ravashi. V'dilma de Kule Alma Mutter la'arev Chova v'nedava. He, Rav Acha, raises a possible explanation for the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. We did not mark this off as an additional suggestion because it's not presented as a suggestion, but rather as a question or a recommendation, what might be an explanation. So he, Rav Acha, says maybe Rebbe and the Chachamim all agree that one is allowed to combine a chova with nedava in the same vessel. V'hocha b'de Rebbe Eliezer komifligi. Here, meaning in the Machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim that we featured on Omid Aleph, their controversy concerns this very point of putting something in the fire as fuel. The Rabbanon is lehu the Rebbe Eliezer. The Rabbanon subscribe to Rebbe Eliezer's teaching that as long as you put it in for fuel purposes, it's okay. And therefore, if you have the chova and nedava in the same vessel, and you're going to take the two kemitzas from that same vessel and offer the second handful conditionally, if I need it, if it's the nedava, then fine. And if the whole thing was chova, then the second handful will be for fuel. The Rebbe who insists that you have separate vessels, 60 separate vessels, less lay the Rebbe Eliezer, because he doesn't subscribe to Rebbe Eliezer's teaching. And as a result of that, you wouldn't be able to offer the second handful conditionally. So maybe that's their point of controversy. Omar lay, Rav Ashi answers, E salka daitoch le Rebbe, Mutter lahach la'arev choiva b'nedava u'de Rebbe Eliezer less lay. If you were to think that Rebbe's Shita is based on these two points, that first of all, one would be allowed to mix Chova and Edova, and if that be the case, why do I have to have 60 separate vessels? Because Rebbe does not subscribe to Rebbe Eliezer's idea. If that were really true, then the solution would be much more much more conventional or much more lenient. Efsher the Maisi Shisin Bechad Mono, it would have been sufficient to bring 60 Isaron in one vessel. Vechad Bechad Mono, and one additional Isaron in a separate vessel. Umaga Lahu Vekomets, and then have the two vessels touch each other, the vessel containing the one Isaron touch the vessel containing the 60 Isaron, and then he would have been able to take two separate kemitzas, one from the 60 Isaron vessel and the other from the singular Isaron vessel. And if the original vow was a full 60 Isaron, then that which is in the second vessel is not called shirayim. It could be viewed as a separate mincha. And if the entire quantity of 60 was not obligatory, but part was nidava, and we're working in this with this assumption that Rebbe would have held its mutter to mix chova nidava, fine. The second kometz is not coming from that vessel. The second kometz, the nedava kometz, is coming from the singular Isaron vessel, and it will cover the nedava in that one Isaron vessel, plus any nedava that was in the 60 Isaron vessel. That second kemitza doesn't have to be offered with the fuel intention, because that second kemitza taken from the one Isaron vessel is definitely needed as a nedava kemitza for at least that one Isaron vessel. So you don't have to make any mention of fuel. But, well, this suggestion of 60 plus 1 is not in Rebbe's repertoire. He mentioned 60 separate vessels with a vast number of Isaron. So, Ravashi says, it's clear that what you are suggesting as to what their machlokas, Rebbe and the Choman, were arguing about, is not the explanation. A third explanation, Rava Omar, Dekule alma mutu la'arev chove minedava. Everyone will agree in principle that you can have in the same vessel chova and nedava. Udekule alma islahu the Rebbe Eliezer, and everyone will agree with the principle of Rebbe Eliezer that as long as you're not offering the material, the possible unnecessary or the possible shirayim as reach nichoch, then it's okay. The hacha beplukto de Rebbe Eliezer ben Yankiv rabbanon komiflegi. The machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim is based on an earlier Tanaic controversy between Rebbe Eliezer ben Yankiv and the Chachamim. The Snan, their machlokas concerns the number of lug that are necessary when bringing a mincha of multiple esroinus. So the Tanakama says the afilu mincha shel shishim isaron noisein lo shishim lug. A mincha of 60 isaron would require 60 lug. In other words, one lug of oil per isaron. Reb Elazar ben Yankov omer afilu mincha shel shishim isaron ein lo ela luga. With regard to Reb Elazar ben Yankov, there is only one lug that's necessary for the mincha vow offering, regardless of the quantity. So that if you had made a vow to bring a one Isaron mincha, bring one lug of oil. And if your vow was a 30 Isaron mincha, only one lug is necessary. And if your vow was a 60 Isaron mincha, also that kind of mincha requires only one lug. Rabbonon Savri, Kirabbonon, the Rabbonon of the Rebbe Rabbonon Machlokas will subscribe to the Rabbonon in this source, namely the first opinion, Shishim the Amri, Shishim Lug, L'Shishim Isaron. V'chol chad v'chad isaron luga koshokil. that a 60 Isaron mincha will generate the need for 60 lug, each Isaron having its own lug. Glancing at the Rashi on this point, Shishim lug l'shishim Isaron Sheba Oso Kli, the 60 lug will be brought for the 60 Isaron of flour in that vessel, Umasne, and he makes a condition. Kemo Shinodarti Tehe Luchovosi, the amount of oil corresponding to that which I had vowed by way of quantity of flour will serve that quantity of chova. Vashar, the balance of oil that is beyond the amount of mincha that I had vowed, tehe nidava, that each one of those isarons will correspond to an isaron that's nidava. V'chol chad isaron luv shokil, and each isaron will associate itself with one of the lugim of oil. U'dechova l'chova u'nidava v'nidava, that which corresponds, the oil that corresponds to the chova flour will fulfill or accomplish the chova requirement, and the lug, each lug that corresponds to the isaron of nedava will fulfill that. Back in the Gemara, Rebbe Savar Kriv Lezer Ben Yankiv, Rebbe holds like that opinion. Damar ein lo elo luga, the quantity of mincha offering is irrelevant. Whatever quantity you had vowed gets only one lug. V'lo yad'inon I chado mincha hi, and we don't know if what's in the bowl of 60 isaron that he brings, let us say, we don't know if that's one mincha. D'sagi lo b'chad lug, that one lug of oil would be sufficient. I shtei minochas ninhu, or maybe there are two minochas in there. Deboinon shnei lugin. If there are two minachas, each mincha requires its own separate lug. Looking at the Rashi, ein lo elo luga, lug l'chol minachas, the e oriv shtayim minachas. If one were to mix into one vessel two minachas, zu shel shloshim v'zu shel shloshim, bekli echad, in one vessel boy lu shnei lugin, he would require two lug. V'i chado hi, then sagi b'chad lug. Therefore, according to Rebbe, since I won't know how many lugin I am to bring, therefore you bring a separate mincha for each possibility. And therefore, each vessel contains an amount of material that I know is a mincha. Though that one that has the chova amount will have its one lug. And all the rest will have their one lug, each one of them being a nedava. Rav Ashi Omar, Bekoton Vehevi Godol Komifligi. The machlokas concerns this issue. A person who had accepted upon himself a vow to bring something of lesser quantity and ends up bringing something of greater quantity. Is the fact that he brought the greater quantity a fulfillment of his vow? Rabbonon Savri, Koton Behevi Godol Yotza. If a person had obligated himself to bringing something of a lesser quantity and he brings a greater amount, he fulfills his obligation. Rebbe Savar Lo Yotza. One does not fulfill his obligation in that way. The Gemara asks, if that is the controversy between Rebbe and the Chachomim in this source, but that controversy has appeared elsewhere. They have already expressed this machlokis on another occasion. Disnan, the following source is... A person had obligated himself to bring a small animal, katan, vehevi gadol, and he brought a large animal. Yotza, the Tanakama, the Chachamim say he is in fulfillment of his obligation. Rebbe Omer lo yotza. Rebbe says that he doesn't fulfill his obligation that way. So we see in another source the same machlokas. Why the repetition? The Gemara says there isn't mere repetition, but rather tzricha. I need both of these sources. The Itmar Bahal, had I told you over here the machlokas only in the realm of menachas, Bahal Ka'ami Rabbanan, here the Rabbanan may have said that bringing a large one when you had obligated yourself to something of a lesser quantity, is one fulfills his needs. Mishum de'idi ve'idi koimetzu, whether it be a small mincha or a large mincha, the same komets, the same handful, will be sufficient. The handful is taken, the same handful, so to speak, is taken from a large one as well as from a small one. So that if you're bringing something larger or greater in quantity than that which you had to, than that which you obligated yourself to, the kemitza that you take off will be the same kemitza either way. Aval hasam, but in the case of animals, dekon nefishi emurim, where that which is going to be put in the fire from an animal, as opposed to the handful by a meal offering, there is a difference. You obligated yourself to something that of small animal, which would have a smaller or lesser amount of innards. When you're bringing a larger animal, there are going to be more innards. And since it's a different thing, that's not what he vowed at the outset. And therefore, maybe the Rabbanan would have held that Katan Vehevi Gadol in that case would not be in fulfillment. So therefore, it's necessary, in addition to the Mincha case, to teach me about the animal case. Let's read the last line again. Aval Hosam, when it comes to Behemoth, I might have thought that the Rabbanan would agree to Rebbe in saying lo yotza. And had I taught the case of the animal offerings, I might have thought that Bahahi kama Rebbe, only there Rebbe says katan vehevi gadol, one is not in fulfillment, based on the logic we just mentioned, that the larger quantity of emurim, of innards, is not that which he vowed. Aval b'ha, in the case of the mincha, where it's the same handful, whether it be a large one or a small one, ema modi luhu the rabbanon. There, maybe Rebbe would have conceded to the rabbanon's position that he's yotzei. Sricha, therefore it's necessary to teach, in the case of the mincha as well, that Rebbe disagrees. As we go on to the new Mishnah, we have a topic heading in the outside margin. Kamo chayovim loses lamikdash, how much is one expected to bring to the Beis HaMikdash achar shenoder neder bedvor mesuyomim, after a person took a vow to bring, to dedicate certain things? Kigon, examples that we will see in the Mishnah: Eitzim, wood; Lavona, the spice offering; Zahav, gold; Kesef, silver; Nechoshes, copper. Turning to the Mishnah. Hare olai eitzim. If a person had accepted upon himself a vow to bring eitzim, loy yifchois mishnei gzirim, he is not to bring less than two boards. These boards of wood will be placed in the fire. Lavoina, if he accepted upon himself to bring lavona, lo yifchos mikometz, he shall not bring less than a handful. We have a brackets here, with a bracket length indicator to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text. You'll notice a vertical dash dotted line indicating the length of the bracketed section. At the end of this dash dotted line across in the Gemara, you can see how the brackets closes. After the brackets, the Gemara goes on with other examples. As you can see, Hare Olai Zohov, when it comes to someone who dedicates to bring gold, so Lo Yifchos Midinor Zohov, he's not to bring less than a dinar amount. A dinar is a type of coin which represents a certain amount of gold. So one's not to bring less than a dinar quantity of zahav. And it goes on with kesef and nechoshes. But in the meantime, going back to the bracketed section, since we mentioned the lavona, it comes as a komets quantity. The Mishnah mentions there are chamisha kamotzim heim. There are five halachas that the kometz quantity is relevant to. And the Mishnah enumerates the five examples. One, ho'imer olai levona lo yifchos mikometz. The teaching we just saw in the Mishnah itself. In the, we should say, in the pre-bracketed section. Number two, hamenadev mincha yovi imo kometz levona. Someone who obligates himself to bring a meal offering, he has to bring with it a kometz of levona. The difference between these two cases is, in the first case, he is obligating himself directly to bring levona. In the second case, the levona is simply an outgrowth of his having obligated himself to bring a meal offering. Number three, hamale is a kometz b'chutz chayav. One who burns outside of the Beis HaMikdash, who offers up the kometz outside the Beis HaMikdash, is chayav. In other words, a kometz quantity can generate the prohibition and the violation of the prohibition of offering outside Beis HaMikdash. Shnei bozichin teunin shnei kemotzim. This is also a levona, a kometz halacha, that the lechem haponim, these were the 12 breads that sat from week to week in the hechal of the Beis HaMikdash. There were two vessels, each one called a bozich, we call the two bozichin, each one containing one kometz of levona. So the two bozichin had in them two kemotzim, and hence we've listed them as four and five. Harei olai zohov, lo yifchos mi dinar zohov. Kesef, lo yifchos mi dinar kesef. One who obligated himself to bring silver, he shall bring no less than a dinar quantity of silver. Nechoshes, lo yifchos mi mo'o kesef. Mo'o is the name of a coin, and if one obligated himself to bring copper, so it should be no less than a mo'o of kesef. Pirashti v'ene de'ama pirashti. If a person said that he said a certain amount, but he doesn't remember how much, yehe mevi ad shiyomar lo lakach niskavanti. So he has to bring a certain amount, we'll call it an upper amount, up till a point at which he could say, well, this much I certainly did not obligate myself to bring. The opening piece of Gemara discusses the wood being called a korban. We've written on the outside margin under the Nosei heading, Eitzim Kruyin Korban. And we've added in parentheses, Mincha. We'll see how the Gemara treats the wood offering as if it were with similar rules and practices that are characteristic of a meal offering. Tanu Rabbanan, the source begins, quoting a posuk, korban. Rashi gives a more fuller quote where he says, posuk says, nefesh kisakiv korban mincha, in Vayikra Perek Beis. So the word korban, melamed, teaches us, shemisnadvim eitzim, that one can bring a voluntary offering of wood. Vekamo, well, if one obligates himself to bring wood, how much? Shnei gzirin, two boards. V'cheinu omer, and we find in another pasuk in Nehemiah that wood is referred to as a korban, as a sacrifice. The pasuk says, "V'hagoros yipalnu al korban ha'etzim." So you can see the term etzim combined with korban, so that wood is called a korban. Rebbe omer, etzim korban heim. Wood is in fact referred to by the term korban. And as a result of that, just like every other korban requires melach, so teunin melach, it requires salt, teunin hagosha, and it requires the ritual, the process of hagosha, which is a case when bringing a meal offering, one brings the bowl of flour to the corner of the mizbeach. And the drawing near of the bowl to the corner of the mizbeach is called hagosha. So if one had obligated himself to bring a wood offering, he would do the same thing. Omar Rava uledivrei Rebbe, according to Rebbe that views the wood as he would view a mincha offering, then eitzim teunin kemitza. You would have to take a handful of wood from the wood which is Kamitza's characteristic of a meal offering. And Omar Rav Papa, the Divrei Rebbe, Eitzim Tzrichin Eitzim. If you bring a sacrifice, you're expected to bring wood along with it. So if the wood is a sacrifice, you'll have to burn the wood. Rashi says you'll have to burn the wood with other sanctified wood. Rashi, third wide line under the Gemara, says Eitzim sheisnadev odem tunin Eitzim lahasikon ba'atzei hekdesh kishar korbanos. He'll have to burn the wood that he brings with other sanctified wood. Lavona, the Mishnah had mentioned if a person obligated himself to bring a Lavona offering, lo yivchois min hakoimetz, he shall bring no less than a handful. Minolon, from where is this learned? Dichtiv, vehiri mimenu bekumtsoi, miseiles hamincha umishamno, vieskol halavoina. In this pasuk, there's a reference to the handful of meal offering that's removed, and in the same pasuk, there is a reference to the Lavona. Makish Lavona laharoma de mincha. The Lavona spice is compared to the removal of the handful of meal offering. Maharoma de mincha koimetz, just like the quantity that's removed from a mincha and put in the fire is a handful. Af Lavona nami koimetz. So too, when describing quantities of Lavona, the minimum quantity that one describes is a handful. The topic that we're about to learn is featured under our Nosei heading on the outside margin. Ha'oimer hare'olai lemizbeach. If a person said, "It is upon me to bring something to the altar," chayav lahavi lavona. By mentioning the altar, that obligates him to bring the lavona spice. Tanu rabbanan hare'olai lemizbeach. If someone said that, yavi lavona, then what he's obligated to bring is the spice, the Lavona spice. She'ein l'cha dover she'korev l'gabi mizbeach elo Lavona. Because there is nothing else that is brought entirely to the mizbeach other than Lavona. This point will be discussed in the Gemara in its questioning a little bit later. Pirashti v'ein yadea ma pirashti. If a person said, "I specified some item, and I don't know what I specified," yavi mikol davar shekarev lemizbeach. Then he's supposed to bring whatever is offered to the mizbeach. He must bring in order to cover all tracks, to cover the doubt. Regarding that which it says in the Reisha, that there is nothing offered to the mizbeach other than Lavona, the Gemara asks, let's just go over that last point, that there is nothing offered entirely to the Mizbeach. There are, of course, many korbanos that one offers the only part of them to the Mizbeach, and the balance is to be eaten, to be enjoyed. But as far as sacrifices that are completely brought to the Mizbeach, we are claiming that that is only the Lavona. And therefore, if a person said, "Hare olai lemizbeach," I want to bring something that goes completely to the Mizbeach, the only thing that figures into a possibility is the Lavona. The Gemara asks, "Vesu leka, are there not other examples of things that are kulo lemizbeach? Voika oila, is there not the ola offering, the animal offering that's known as an ola? As we know, the ola animal is completely burnt; none of it is eaten, which is makes it different than other animal offerings." The Gemara says it's true that all of the meat of the sacrifice is placed on the fire. However, ika oira lekohanim, the ola is skinned before it's burnt. The skin is given to the kohanim, so that the ola sacrifice is not completely to the mizbeach. Question: Vo ika oila sa'oif, is there not the bird ola offering, which of course is put completely in the fire? There is no skinning involved. The Gemara says, well, but even part of the bird ola offering doesn't go into the fire. Ika mura v'noitza. There are the mura and notza parts of the bird, the innards and the notza, which are not put in the fire. Question: Vo'ikar nesachim. What about the wine offering? The wine offering made to the mizbeach, none of it is benefited, is drunk by the kohanim. So the Gemara says, l'shisin asli. The wine is not put in the fire. It's put in the tubes that are at the top of the mizbeach and run down into toward the ground. That's l'shisin. And we're talking about someone who obligated himself to bring something to the mizbeach, the mizbeach, the intent being to the fire on the mizbeach. Voika minchas nesachim. Is there not the meal offering that accompanies the wine that's characteristic of many animal sacrifices? And that mincha is, we've already learned in today's shiur, there's no handful removed from it. It's completely put in the fire. So the Gemara answers, since there are minochas that kohanim eat from, lo psikole, it's not something, the mincha is not something that is definitively completely lemizbeach. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.